You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
The following message was presented by Dr. Dale Meyer on the Lutheran Hour. It's titled, Danger.com. Now here is Dr. Meyer.
My message is about an unpleasant subject, one I'd prefer not to talk about, pornography. Let me start with two preliminary statements. First, Ephesians 5:12 is right on when it says it is shameful to talk about what some people do in secret. Second, you may not want to hear about this unsavory subject, but you should. Pornography is an $8 billion a year industry. For every McDonald's restaurant, there are three adult bookstores. It is destroying lives, dreams, and expectations, as Lori Hall knows from first-hand experience.
I met a guy, my family thought he was a super nice, squeaky clean guy, and all of my friends did too. He grew up on the mission field when we were dating. We taught Sunday school together. You know, there was never anything in his language, never anything that I saw that would indicate to me that he was anything other than what he was representing himself to be.
But the seeds of Jack's addiction to pornography were already planted before they married, sown at the work site. With pornography, someone showed him.
He looked at that magazine and he told me later, it seemed like that girl was smiling right at him. He felt connected. And that's exactly the way they set those magazines up. I mean, he didn't misunderstand that. That was the impression he was supposed to get. But for my husband, what happened to him is he went down the moral slide one decision at a time. You know, and that's how these things go. You never start out saying, I'm going to wreck my life. It took him about 10 years from his first exposure till he was really deeply into with the prostitutes and the strip shows.
Jack hid his pornographic lifestyle carefully. But as the obsession grew, his values eroded, and it began to affect every part of his life. Lori became suspicious. And by the time she confirmed her suspicions, 8 years had gone by. In that time, he had lied, cheated, stolen, exposed her to AIDS and other sexually transmitted diseases, and torn apart the family. Lori lost all hope. Pornography is worse today than decades ago. There was a time when you had to get in the car and go to an adult store to get porn. That discouraged many people. They didn't want to risk the shame of being seen. There was a time when you subscribed to pornographic magazines that came in brown wrappers. Again, the sense of shame was strong. Was strong. The times have changed. Today, over half of American families are affected by business travel, and a lonely husband in a hotel room can see sex right in his room with nobody ever knowing. Today, anyone who has cable TV can call up and order hardcore porn and never leave the house. Today, the computer in your home can bring you unlimited porn. Do you know that some people are using the internet as a lure to trap your children into the world of pornography? It can happen in your home. It can happen in your kids' school. It can happen in the public library. Your kids have access to X-rated material, and sexual predators can have access to your children. Many times it doesn't happen because the child is looking for this garbage. Often a child or adult stumbles onto a pornographic website that is hiding under a legitimate sounding name. And the child or adult gets hooked and is on the way to addiction. Yes, I said addiction. Someone who seconds that is Tanya Flint Vega. Tanya knows firsthand the effects of pornography. She's the daughter of hustler publisher Larry Flint, and she's the author of Hustled, My Journey from Fear to Faith. In this autobiography, she writes, Dad and others only desire the addict. Pornographers do all they can to ensure that the casual viewer becomes the steady user. Tanya Flynn Vega also writes, "After talking with thousands of college students, I have learned that domestic violence, date rape, and similar crimes are integrally related to pornography. Incest, child abuse, spouse abuse, and the destruction of families stem from the use of pornography. My work brings me into contact with other public speakers. Recently, several women speakers have told me that many women come up after their speech and privately pour out their hearts because their husbands are into porn. Are you in that hurting group? If you know or suspect that your husband is into porn, there's hope and help. God is compassionate. You have a gentle Savior. Isaiah 42 verse 3 says, a bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. He offers you hope to help get through this. Have hope. That's what I'm telling you. That's where it started for Lori Hall.
And I was ready to walk out of my marriage, and I packed my bags, and I was literally walking out the door one night when my eyes fell on my Bible, which was on the coffee table, and I went over and I picked up my Bible, and it fell open to 1 Peter chapter 1. And my eyes fell on verse 3, and that verse says, but you have an ever-living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
Lori began to heal when she realized that God gave her hope. You can be helped by that same hope. God sent His Son Jesus to break the hold that evil has on the world. In Mark chapter 1, verse 24, a man possessed by an evil spirit cried out, Jesus from Nazareth, have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God. Yes, Jesus came to destroy evil. He did that by conquering sin at the cross. That victory over evil was demonstrated by the resurrection. Thus, the death and resurrection of Jesus offers hope of victory to every one of you suffering under the evil of pornography. Let that hope be your incentive to action. Ephesians chapter 5 says, once you lived in the dark, but now the Lord has filled you with light. Live as children who have light. Have nothing to do with the useless works that darkness produces. Instead, expose them for what they are. God has people, His people, compassionate people, caring people. And among them are some who are professionally trained to help push back the darkness of sin that is ruining your life. Lori Hall wrote a book about her experience, An Affair of the Mind. It tells about her struggle, and it's an encouragement to you to have hope and seek help to push back the darkness from your life. But if you are the one who is into porn, don't fool yourself. God sees what you do in private. He does not bless you for this conduct. Listen to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 3 through 6. Don't let sexual sin, perversion of any kind, or greed even be mentioned among you. This is not appropriate behavior for God's holy people. It's not right that dirty stories, foolish talk, or obscene joke should be mentioned among you either. Instead, give thanks to God. You know very well that no person who is involved in sexual sin, perversion, or greed, which means worshiping wealth, can have any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Don't let anyone deceive you with meaningless words. It is because of sins like these that God's anger comes to those who refuse to obey Him. Those are strong words, and you need to confess your sin. The words of Psalm 51 were written by King David after he realized that his conduct was wrong, and he repented for his sin. Have pity on me, O God, in keeping with your mercy, in keeping with your unlimited compassion. Wipe out my rebellious acts. Wash me thoroughly from my guilt, and cleanse me from my sin. I admit that I am rebellious. My sin is always in front of me. I have sinned against you, especially you. I have done what you consider evil. So you hand down justice when you speak, and you are blameless when you judge. There is hope for you also. You can have confident hope that your sin will be forgiven. Christ died so that all sins, so that your sins in pornography can be forgiven. However, God does not apply that forgiveness to you unless you sincerely repent. The psalmist continues, "Hide your face from my sins and wipe out all that I have done wrong. Create a clean heart in me, O God, and renew a faithful spirit within me." The sacrifice pleasing to God is a broken spirit. O God, you do not despise a broken and sorrowful heart. Now that I've spoken to the victims and to those who are ruining their lives and the lives of others, what shall I say to you who think that you are not directly involved? You should be aware. You should be involved. If you are living in the light, as St. Paul urges, know that others are not, and they want to extend the darkness. They think pornography is a right, a free expression of speech, and a harmless pastime. But the evidence tells us that it is danger.com. It has been estimated that 70% of internet usage is outside the home, in schools, in public libraries, and in the homes of friends. Donna Rice Hughes is the author of Kids Online and an expert in this new computer era of porn. She says that parents must get to know the internet, as intimidating as that is, and they must get to know it now. This simple act of using the internet will make you aware of the severity of the problem. When you go online, you'll see the hustlers of porn trying to hook you. You should be aware. You should be involved. Receive your power from the Lord and from His mighty strength, Paul writes in Ephesians 6. Put on all the armor that God supplies. In this way, you can take a stand against the devil's strategies. This is not a wrestling match against a human opponent. We are wrestling with rulers, authorities, the powers who govern this world of darkness, and spiritual forces that control evil in the heavenly world. For this reason, take up all the armor that God supplies. Then you will be able to take a stand during these evil days. And finally, know that God is, present tense, God is involved. Romans chapter 1 teaches that God lets people do whatever they want. Now, if we are foolish enough to believe that pornography is a harmless amusement, if we choose to let cyber porn flood the internet and get to our kids, a course which some advocate, freedom of speech and that sort of thing, if we let anything go, God won't immediately step in and stop it. But by letting us do our own thing, we will pay the terrible price of porn, and God will teach us that this talk about sin really is true. God is involved. Are you? Remember, with 3 adult bookstores for every McDonald's, and with porn available on your computer, the pits of porn may well be coming to a home near you. Amen.
Thanks for listening. We pray you've been blessed by hearing this message. This has been a presentation of Lutheran Hour Ministries.